USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hearing examining irregularities in the 2020 election announced by Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Chair Ron Johnson last week is underway Wednesday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Today we will hear testimony on how election laws in some cases were not enforced and how fraudulent voting did occur, as it always does. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
The president and many of his supporters are, unfortunately, continuing their efforts to undermine the will of the people, disenfranchise voters, and sow the seeds of mistrust and discontent to further their partisan desire for power.
Democrats argued that holding a committee challenging the election results would be damaging to democracy. Republicans saying tens of millions of Americans believe the election was stolen and why it needs to be examined. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday that restaurants will remain fully open while other states impose strict dining restrictions. DeSantis told cooks, servers, and other restaurant employees during a press conference that he's not going to allow the hospitality industry to completely shut down in Florida. The more vaccine providers, the greater the vaccine recipients. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine goes before the FDA for emergency use approval on Thursday. Reports are indicating this will get approved. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Now that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is making its way to frontline workers this week, when can you expect the vaccine? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Moderna vaccine is up for FDA emergency use authorization on Thursday.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.